My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're going to get to the Adam Schefter stuff, the Brandon Ayuk stuff, a lot of the football team stuff, but there is some news that just broke a little while ago, and for some of us, it's a big deal. For some of you, maybe not so much, but Maryland and Georgetown have announced that they have a four-year series plan to play each other starting in 2025 in men's basketball. If you've been around this area long enough, you know that when it comes to college basketball, Maryland and Georgetown playing each other on a regular basis has been quite the challenge over the years. They are going to play four consecutive years as it stands right now. 2025 at Xfinity Center in College Park, 2026 at Capital One, 2027 back in College Park, 2028 back at Capital One Arena. This has been something I've been talking about for years. I'm a Maryland guy. I'm a Maryland alum. This is important to me because I think that this is one of those rivalry games that wasn't played for such a long period of time that should have been played and would have been a big deal for this city. At its core, this is a basketball town. Those of you who aren't from here or just arrived, understand that we talk mostly about the football team in this format. Most conversations, sports conversations, tend to deal with the football team. But from an involvement standpoint, and from, by the way, just an overall talent and production standpoint, this is the best youth high school basketball area in the country. You could certainly argue New York, L.A., Chicago, but D.C. and P.G. County in particular has more players in the NBA than any other county in the United States. And the two major programs, and actually the two programs that are more followed, it's certainly Maryland, not as much Georgetown, that have more passionate followers than even the NBA team does, Maryland and Georgetown. You know, due respect to, you know, AU and GW and Mason, a lot of good college programs around the area, but Maryland and Georgetown have been the behemoths for a long period of time. They're both national championship programs. They have both been at various times over the last 50 years, heavyweight college basketball programs. And after 1980, where they played in the Sweet 16 at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, and that was their second meeting that year. They had been playing every year, going all the way back to basically like the 1940s. and played intensely in the 70s when John Thompson arrived, and he and Lefty were playing every single year. While John was trying to build Georgetown into a big-time program, Maryland was the big-time program. And in 1980, in a game at the D.C. Armory in November, or early December 1980, Georgetown beat Maryland. And there was a big argument and near, you know, holding both coaches back, near brawl at center court between John and Lefty. The irony is they became great friends later in life. And that was it. That ended the regular season series. They cut off from one another. They ended up playing later that year in the Sweet 16 in March of 1980. Georgetown won that game against a Maryland team that was seeded higher and favored in that game. One of the reasons was the earlier game in which there was the argument between John and Lefty. Buck Williams did not play in that game for Maryland. Georgetown won the game. Buck Williams was back for the Sweet 16 game in 1980, and Maryland was favored. They were supposed to win. Maryland was thought to be a legitimate national championship contending team in that tournament. And Georgetown beat them in the Sweet 16. And that was it. For 13 years, they did not play. And during that stretch of the 80s into the very early 90s, it was a big topic. It was a big sports topic in town. College basketball was massive in the 80s and 90s. And Maryland and Georgetown, you know, Kentucky and Louisville had repaired their issues. They were playing every year. You even had, I think, Cincinnati and Xavier, and there were other, you know, geographic rivalries, not because they were in the same conference, different conferences. And you had a natural geographic, two schools who were heavyweight programs from the two best leagues in the country, the Big East and the ACC, and they couldn't get it together. And then they finally did for a one-off in 1993. It was the day after Thanksgiving in 1993, Maryland's first year off probation. They had a freshman named Joe Smith who had not played his first game yet. Same with Keith Booth. Maryland was a big underdog at what was then US Air Arena before, you know, after it was the Capitol Center. US Air Arena is what it was, the naming rights were at that point. And on literally the early afternoon of the day after Thanksgiving, Gary Williams got his first signature win when Dwayne Simpkins hit a runner in overtime to beat Georgetown 84-83. I was there that day. It was Georgetown's home court. Of the 18,000 that were there, probably 12,000 were rooting for Maryland. It was a Maryland home crowd, and that was it. Georgetown didn't want to do it after that. They had gotten paid, both schools did, in Georgetown more to play that game, which is why John played that game on that particular day. But that was a one-off. From 1980 until they met in the Sweet 16 again in 2001, a 21-year period, they played one time. And it became a hot topic again because Maryland had great teams. Gary Williams was building Maryland back into a major powerhouse. Georgetown had some really good teams as well. You know, the Iverson era for sure. And then you had a Sweet 16 matchup in Anaheim in 2001 that Maryland won by 10. And then after that, it was another 7 years before they played accidentally in a tournament, a holiday tournament in November of 2008. It was actually the loser's bracket. They got matched up against each other, and Georgetown whooped Maryland that day. And then finally, JT3 and Mark Turgeon, who were friends, who had coached together, they worked out as part of the Gavitt Games, a home-and-home in 2015-2016. Maryland won both of those games. I mean, the game in College Park was lit. Maryland was the number two team in the country. I think Georgetown was maybe ranked. I forget. Close game, Maryland won. And then the next year, Maryland stole one. They were down 9 with 2 minutes to go. Came back and won at Capital One Arena 76-75. And they haven't played since. Well, when Kevin Willard got the Maryland job and Ed Cooley last year got the Georgetown job, the two of them are friends. And they decided that they wanted this to happen. And look, the Georgetown situation has changed. We know that. It's not a program that, I mean, God rest his soul, one of my favorite people that I've ever been around, Coach Thompson. But that program has changed with his passing. And it's, you know, there's been more of a cordial relationship. And certainly the two coaches that are at Maryland and Georgetown now, Kevin Willard and Ed Cooley, being friends, they promised to work this out. They didn't get it worked out last year. They didn't get it worked out for this year. But they now have come through on what they said they would get done. Maryland and Georgetown have a four-year, hopefully this is the first four of forever. This should be a staple in our area. Sometime in late November, early December, Maryland and Georgetown, home and home, going back and forth, and they're going to have to get this right. You know, I'm going to tell anybody from Maryland listening right now, and I will tell Kevin Willard this as well. You can't play this game on a Sunday afternoon during football season. You know, if ESPN or CBS, it wouldn't be CBS, if ESPN comes to you and says, we want a nationally, because this will be a nationally televised game every year, it should be, or Fox Sports, you know, wants to, you know, FS1 wants to come and say, we've got you for Sunday, December 9th, you know, at 1 o'clock. Don't do it. Don't do it. You can't play in this town. Or in Baltimore, where Maryland is a big deal in Baltimore, you cannot play this game on a Sunday. This game should be played on the Saturday, maybe the Saturday night of that, you know, one Saturday in December, Denton, where the only college football game is Army-Navy, and it's the Heisman Trophy presentation. That is a college basketball day during football season. You know, you play that game that Saturday night. You figure out a way to schedule it for that Saturday night every year. You know, I can just see some of the, look, no offense to some of the marketing people in both of these places, but they don't always think things through. Don't play this game on Sunday during football season. No one will care. You're not that important anymore. Years ago, you were important in that way. And I think this can be a fixture on our sports calendar, but you've got to schedule it the right way. Look, if it ends up being a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or a Friday night would be great. No football on a Friday night in November, not Thanksgiving weekend. You know, do something like that on an annual basis. But I'm happy that they've decided to do this. It makes so much sense for the area. And I know that some of you will tweet me, because every time we have this conversation, I get dozens of tweets saying, this isn't what we should be doing. We should be having a local, you know, four-team tournament where it's Maryland, Georgetown, GW, or, you know, George Mason, and then maybe, you know, every other year you have a fourth team, AU or Navy or somebody jumps in. No, this is what is actually truly sellable and marketable. Maryland versus Georgetown every single year. Sometime in late November, early December, on a day of the week and a time that makes sense. Looking forward to it. I mean, it was always something. I mean, Coach and I used to get in the biggest arguments in the bullpen about this. And he would say, I remember he would always say, we were building a national program, not a local program. And he was right. Georgetown built a national brand, an iconic national brand. And he wasn't as interested and wasn't really interested at all in local rivalries. And that created kind of this cold war between the two schools, because hell, if they're not going to play us, we're not going to play them. And, you know, John also felt, and I remember he felt that he was not as passionate about the opportunity, which I think he was always short-selling purpose, on purpose, but he always talked about the day after Thanksgiving Day game that they didn't sell out US Air Arena, which held 19,035. They sold like 17,000 seats, but it was the day after Thanksgiving, and Maryland was coming off probation, and they weren't supposed to be any good. And you still had 17,000 in the arena. Unfortunately for Georgetown, it was mostly Maryland fans. I was there. Maryland's got a bigger fan base locally. Georgetown had a much bigger fan base nationally, but Maryland, just by the nature of the number of alums, it's a much bigger school. And most of their alums are, and students are from, you know, the area. And Georgetown attracts, obviously, a much smaller student body from everywhere. All right, good news. Maryland and Georgetown back on track. We'll try to get Kevin Willard on the show today or tomorrow. We'll see. All right. What Adam Schefter said about the Brandon Ayuk Washington San Francisco deal when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're going to get to the Adam Schefter stuff, the Brandon Ayuk stuff, a lot of the football team stuff. But there is some news that just broke a little while ago. And for some of us, it's a big deal. For some of you, maybe not so much. But Maryland and Georgetown have announced that they have a four-year series plan to play each other starting in 2025. In men's basketball. If you've been around this area long enough, you know that when it comes to college basketball, Maryland and Georgetown playing each other on a regular basis has been quite the challenge over the years. They are going to play four consecutive years as it stands right now. 2025 at Xfinity Center in College Park, 2026 at Capital One, 2027 back in College Park, 2028 back at Capital One Arena. This has been something I've been talking about for years. I'm a Maryland guy. I'm a Maryland alum. This is important to me because I think that this is one of those rivalry games that wasn't played for such a long period of time that should have been played, and it would have been a big deal for this city. At its core, this is a basketball town. Those of you who aren't from here or just arrived, understand that we talk mostly about the football team in this format. Most conversations, sports conversations, tend to deal with the football team. But from an involvement standpoint, and from, by the way, just an overall talent and production standpoint, this is the best youth high school basketball area in the country. You could certainly argue New York, L.A., Chicago. But D.C. and P.G. County in particular has more players in the NBA than any other county in the United States. And the two major programs, and actually the two programs that are more followed, it's certainly Maryland, not as much Georgetown, that have more passionate followers than even the NBA team does, Maryland and Georgetown. You know, due respect to, you know, AU and GW and Mason, a lot of good college programs around the area, but Maryland and Georgetown have been the behemoths for a long period of time. They're both national championship programs. They have both been at various times over the last 50 years, heavyweight college basketball programs. And after 1980, where they played in the Sweet 16 at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, and that was their second meeting that year. They had been playing every year, going all the way back to basically like the 1940s, and played intensely in the 70s when John Thompson arrived, and he and Lefty were playing every single year. While John was trying to build Georgetown into a big-time program, Maryland was the big-time program. And in 1980, in a game at the D.C. Armory in November, early December 1980, Georgetown beat Maryland. And there was a big argument and near, you know, holding both coaches back, near brawl at center court between John and Lefty. The irony is they became great friends later in life. And that was it. That ended the regular season series. They cut off from one another. They ended up playing later that year in the Sweet 16 in March of 1980. Georgetown won that game against a Maryland team that was seeded higher and favored in that game. One of the reasons was the earlier game in which there was the argument between John and Lefty. Buck Williams did not play in that game for Maryland. Georgetown won the game. Buck Williams was back for the Sweet 16 game in 1980, and Maryland was favored. They were supposed to win. Maryland was thought to be a legitimate national championship contending team in that tournament. And Georgetown beat them in the Sweet 16. And that was it. For 13 years, they did not play. And during that stretch of the 80s into the very early 90s, it was a big topic. It was a big sports topic in town. College basketball was massive in the 80s and 90s. And Maryland and Georgetown, you know, Kentucky and Louisville had repaired their issues. They were playing every year. You even had, I think, Cincinnati and Xavier, and there were other, you know, geographic rivalries, not because they were in the same conference, different conferences. And you had a natural geographic, two schools who were heavyweight programs from the two best leagues in the country, the Big East and the ACC, and they couldn't get it together. And then they finally did for a one-off in 1993. It was the day after Thanksgiving in 1993, Maryland's first year off probation. They had a freshman named Joe Smith who had not played his first game yet, same with Keith Booth. Maryland was a big underdog at what was then US Air Arena before, you know, after it was the Capitol Center. US Air Arena is what it was, the naming rights were at that point. And on literally the early afternoon of the day after Thanksgiving, Gary Williams got his first signature win when Dwayne Simpkins hit a runner in overtime to beat Georgetown 84-83. I was there that day. It was Georgetown's home court. Of the 17,000-18,000 that were there, probably 12,000 were rooting for Maryland. It was a Maryland home crowd, and that was it. Georgetown didn't want to do it after that. They had gotten paid, both schools did, in Georgetown more to play that game, which is why John played that game on that particular day. But that was a one-off. From 1980 until they met in the Sweet 16 again in 2001, a 21-year period, they played one time. And it became a hot topic again because Maryland had great teams. Gary Williams was building Maryland back into a major powerhouse. Georgetown had some really good teams as well. You know, the Iverson era for sure. And then you had a Sweet 16 matchup in Anaheim in 2001 that Maryland won by 10. And then after that, it was another 7 years before they played accidentally in a tournament, a holiday tournament in November of 2008. It was actually the loser's bracket. They got matched up against each other, and Georgetown whooped Maryland that day. And then finally, JT3 and Mark Turgeon, who were friends, who had coached together, they worked out as part of the Gavitt Games, a home-and-home in 2015-2016. Maryland won both of those games. I mean, the game in College Park was lit. Maryland was the number two team in the country. I think Georgetown was maybe ranked. I forget. Close game, Maryland won. And then the next year, Maryland stole one. They were down 9 with 2 minutes to go. Came back and won at Capital One Arena 76-75. And they haven't played since. Well, when Kevin Willard got the Maryland job and Ed Cooley last year got the Georgetown job, the two of them are friends. And they decided that they wanted this to happen. And look, the Georgetown situation has changed. We know that. It's not a program that, I mean, God rest his soul, one of my favorite people that I've ever been around, Coach Thompson. But that program has changed with his passing. And it's, you know, there has been more of a cordial relationship. And certainly the two coaches that are at Maryland and Georgetown now, Kevin Willard and Ed Cooley, being friends, they promised to work this out. They didn't get it worked out last year. They didn't get it worked out for this year. But they now have come through on what they said they would get done. Maryland and Georgetown have a 4-year, hopefully this is the first 4 of forever. This should be a staple in our area. Sometime in late November, early December, Maryland and Georgetown, home and home, going back and forth. And they're going to have to get this right. You know, I'm going to tell anybody from Maryland listening right now, and I will tell Kevin Willard this as well. You can't play this game on a Sunday afternoon during football season. You know, if ESPN or CBS, it wouldn't be CBS, if ESPN comes to you and says, we want to nationally, because this will be a nationally televised game every year, it should be, or Fox Sports, you know, wants to, you know, FS1 wants to come and say, we've got you for Sunday, December 9th, you know, at 1 o'clock. Don't do it. Don't do it. You can't play in this town. Or in Baltimore, where Maryland is a big deal in Baltimore, you cannot play this game on a Sunday. This game should be played on the Saturday, maybe the Saturday night of that, you know, one Saturday in December, Denton, where the only college football game is Army-Navy, and it's the Heisman Trophy presentation. That is a college basketball day during football season. You know, you play that game that Saturday night. You figure out a way to schedule it for that Saturday night every year. You know, I can just see some of the, look, no offense to some of the marketing people in both of these places, but they don't always think things through. Don't play this game on Sunday during football season. No one will care. You're not that important anymore. Years ago, you were important in that way. And I think this can be a fixture on our sports calendar, but you've got to schedule it the right way. Look, if it ends up being a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or a Friday night would be great. No football on a Friday night in November, not Thanksgiving weekend. You know, do something like that on an annual basis. But I'm happy that they've decided to do this. It makes so much sense for the area. And I know that some of you will tweet me, because every time we have this conversation, I get dozens of tweets saying, this isn't what we should be doing. We should be having a local, you know, four-team tournament where it's Maryland, Georgetown, GW, or, you know, George Mason, and then maybe, you know, every other year you have a fourth team, AU or Navy or somebody jumps in. No, this is what is actually truly sellable and marketable. Maryland versus Georgetown every single year. Sometime in late November, early December, on a day of the week and a time that makes sense. Looking forward to it. I mean, it was always something. I mean, Coach and I used to get in the biggest arguments in the bullpen about this. And he would say, I remember he would always say, we were building a national program, not a local program. And he was right. Georgetown built a national brand, an iconic national brand. And he wasn't as interested and wasn't really interested at all in local rivalries. And that created kind of this cold war between the two schools, because hell, if they're not going to play us, we're not going to play them. And, you know, John also felt, and I remember he felt that he was not as passionate about the opportunity, which I think he was always short-selling on purpose. But he always talked about the day after Thanksgiving Day game that they didn't sell out US Air Arena, which held 19,035. They sold like 17,000 seats, but it was the day after Thanksgiving and Maryland was coming off probation. And they weren't supposed to be any good. And you still had 17,000 in the arena. Unfortunately for Georgetown, it was mostly Maryland fans. I was there. Maryland's got a bigger fan base locally. Georgetown had a much bigger fan base nationally. But Maryland, just by the nature of the number of alums, it's a much bigger school. And most of their alums are, and students are from, you know, the area. And Georgetown attracts, obviously, a much smaller student body from everywhere. All right, good news. Maryland, Georgetown, back on track. We'll try to get Kevin Willard on the show today or tomorrow. We'll see. All right. What Adam Schefter said about the Brandon Ayuk, Washington, San Francisco deal when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.